KUTX 98.9, and we just heard a tune that arguably is the first rock and roll song of all time. A lot of people consider it as such. Jackie Brenston with Rocket 88. But the band leader on that tune was none other than Ike Turner, who led the group as the Kings of Rhythm. And not coincidentally, Ike Turner's birthday today, born 1931 in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And I think Ike Turner is a good way to introduce our live in Studio 1A guests today. Put you on the spot. Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin are back in town and here. They have a new album. They're playing tonight at the Continental Club, and they're kind enough to drop by today. We also have our Concert Club members here. Yay. They're with us. Their new album is called Lost Time, and it's good to have you guys back together again and back in Studio 1A.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
All right, let's make a racket.
All right.
One, two, three, four, one.
To introduce myself, my name is Mr. Kicks. I dwell in the Dark Dominion, way down by the River Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks, and I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text to fools who can't withstand temptation. Step right up, you're next. I hail from a hot old hellhole down along the River Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. Now when an old wolf starts a prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? And when a young cat full of sly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Yeah, kicks is always in demand, 'cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand, 'cause it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover circulating undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop her when she's on a man hunt for kicks. Is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand, 'cause it's only kicks they're after. I'm Satan's sinful servant, sent to get you in a fix. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Name is Mr. Name is Mr. Kicks.
Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin live in Studio 1A, and no mistaking that voice for anyone other than Phil Alvin.
Oh,
Well, thank you.
Still sounding good.
I've worked at it.
That was a tune written by Oscar Brown Jr.
Yes, sir.
Called Mr. Kicks.
Yeah.
So you guys are back together again. You had an album a couple of years ago.
Last year.
Was it just last year?
Yeah, don't make us older than we are.
Called Common Ground, which you covered Big Bill Brunsey tunes, and now you're back kind of to your roots.
Big Bill Brunsey's our roots, too. But this one we kind of spread the wealth. These are all songs that similar to the Bill Brunsey record. It's all songs that we've loved and had in our heads since we were kids, and songs that my brother, the ones he's singing, are songs that he sang since he was 14 years old. So,
And a lot of Big Joe Turner stuff.
Yeah. We did four Big Joe Turner songs, and he was our. We had really two musical mentors growing up. One was the great tenor saxophone player Lee Allen. Who played the sax solos on all the Fats Domino and Little Richard hits and various other New Orleans acts out of the 50s. And he had moved out to the West Coast, and Big Joe Turner had moved out to the West Coast in the early 60s. And so, we started following them around, from gig to gig once we discovered them. And Big Joe, like I said, with Lee Allen, was our musical mentor, our philosophical guru, and our lifelong friend. And Phil's got good stories about him.
And you did a song called Boss of the Blues.
Yeah, with the Guilty Women.
Right. And Lee Allen was a member of the Blasters for a while.
Yes, he was. Until he died.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. UT Press just came out with a book on Los Lobos. And they, of course, were from East L.A.
Yeah.
You guys were from Downey, just down
Southeast
down the freeway.
L.A.
Yeah. So it was real interesting because they talk about how the Roots community blended with the punk community in L.A. in the late 70s and 80s, and you guys were a big part of that.
Well, to some extent. I mean, there were certainly certain skinhead factions that did not like anything that we did. But in the actual golden era, let's say, of the L.A. music scene, there wasn't a cookie-cutter stamp like there is now. So you could sound like Black Flag or the Circle Jerks, or you could sound like Wall of Voodoo, or you could sound like the Blasters. It didn't matter. So it all was a beautiful period.
And in a sense, it's kind of come full circle now with this album. This really sounds like your early music in a lot of ways.
Phil?
Yeah. Well, it does. Some of the tracks are Blasterish.
I wonder why.
Certainly singing the Joe Turner songs is something that we always did in the Blasters, and backed Joe up. And
Big Joe taught my brother how to sing.
Well,
he didn't teach me, but he taught my brother how to sing.
Well, there was nobody like Big Joe Turner, but I'll tell you, you do him just right.
Oh God, you're over the top.
We're here today with.
Well, you should tell him the story about when we were little kids. We used to literally follow him around, and eventually, Joe discovered Phil's voice, and so Phil, as a 15-year-old kid, could imitate Joe Turner, and then Joe Turner said to him one day,
so why don't you quit embarrassing me and yourself and singing your own voice? So, and that was good advice. A little shocking at the time.
Brutally honest, huh?
Yeah, he could be. He had a lot of great Zen proverbs or sayings. Like we'd follow him around from gig to gig, and there'd be a gig where he'd play for 300, people, say with the Johnny Otis Orchestra, and then two nights later he'd be playing to 15 people. And so as a little kid, I asked him, how do you handle that? That's got to be really weird, you're just singing out to all these people one night, and the next night nobody's listening in a little tiny bar. And he gave me one of his many things that has gotten me through my career. He said, well, sometimes there's people and sometimes there ain't. Perfect. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
We're here this afternoon with Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin live in Studio 1A. They're at the Continental Club tonight. They have a brand new album called Lost Time, and we're sure glad they're back in Studio 1A performing for us.
Well, you know, you're talking about Big Joe Turner. We'll do one of the Big Joe songs off the record, seeing how you're an old Ash Grove guy. We'll try to summon the ghost of Big Joe here. We'll do an old Joe song sort of in the Kansas City style of blues singing.
Try to do it sitting down like Joe used to at the end.
You got a ways to go before you sit down on stage, Phil.
I'm sitting down on stage right now.
I know, but it's a radio. They don't know that. They think you're standing up. So this is a Big Joe Turner song from the late 30s, early 40s called Cherry Red Blues. One, two, three.
Daddy's knee. I want to tell everybody how you've been a-worrying me. Now if that's your secret, you better keep it to yourself. 'Cause if you tell me, baby, I might tell somebody else. He's gonna get somebody killed.
Dave Alvin on guitar on that. Also, Chris Miller, a longtime Austinite, taking the first solo. Lisa Pancraft, also from here in Austin, on the drums. And Brad Fordham on the upright bass on that tune. Big Joe Turner's Cherry Red Blues. You can catch these guys at the Continental Club tonight. We're going to close out the live portion, but Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin are going to stick around and play for our concert club members. And the whole set will be up online at KUTX.org, along with some video as well. We'd like to thank Jorge and his crew for a great job they do with the videos. Cliff Hargrove, our engineer, and yeah, you too. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around for a little bit longer while the Alvin Brothers serenade our audience. Thanks, gentlemen, for coming in. Always a great pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And hopefully we'll see you tonight at the Continental Club.
It's beautiful.
KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.